And welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Coming up on the program today, film critic Dan Hudak talks with actor, producer, and writer Sam Elliott about his new film, I'll See You in My Dreams, and his long cinematic career. Chef Norman Van Aken delivers a word on food, and our arts calendar features Jody Horn-Leschinski, assistant director of the Broward Cultural Division. Hitting the airwaves in 1958, Miami Beach radio station WMBM-FM began a long and varied life. In 1961, its call letters were changed to WMVJ, Miami's Voice of Jazz. That incarnation survived until about 1965, when the call letters were changed to WGOS, Wild Goose Country, until 1969, when the call letters were switched back to WBUS, Business Radio. A year later, the station featured a format change from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., undertaking South Florida's first freeform, essentially rock and blues-based music, interview, and news format. It became known as the Magic Bus. Located at 814 First Street on Miami Beach, the Magic Bus gave the South Florida airwaves an eclectic, broad-based musical and information alternative to Top 40, Soul, and News Radio. With us today is one of the Magic Bus's former producers and hosts, Michael Dean, who added his own unique presentation to the freeform signal at 93.9 on the FM dial. His program was called A Show You Can Shake Hands With in the Dark. Mr. Dean will give a presentation this coming Wednesday, June 3rd, called 70s Alternative Radio on Miami Beach, The Magic Bus, as part of the Listening Club's schedule of events at the Arts Center, South Florida, 924 Lincoln Road, Miami Beach. The event is free and open to the public. Mr. Dean's presentation will be streamed worldwide live next Wednesday at 8 p.m. at spectacularsystem.com. And let's go back to 1972. Right about now.
Hi, lovers and sports fans. This is Jerry Rubin, and I'm here with Richard Nixon, and the two of us are listening to WBUS Radio FM in Miami
Beach,
the best station in town, the most political station in town that plays much more music.
And music, much more music they did. With us today is Michael Dean. Great to have you with us on South Florida Arts Beat, Michael.
Well, it's nice to be here, man.
Wow, what days. Originally from London, you came down from Canada in 1970 to work in Miami and soon discovered great music on the FM dial at 93.9. How did you become involved with the alternative radio taking place on WBUS, The Magic Bus?
I heard the station in the house I was working in, mm-hmm. and probably the first day I heard it, I think the guy said, anyone wants to call in, call up. Mm. And I was taken already by the selections. I called him right up and we had a chat. And that resulted in me being invited down there.
An exciting time for you.
It was very exciting, wow. Man.
Yeah, because you hadn't done radio prior to that.
I just listened to it, mm-hmm. but to be in a station, and then before long, I was subbing on the all-night shows when there was no one to do.
They appreciated your knowledge of music. You were born in London and absorbed so much wonderful music in England, and now you're here in the tropics, Miami, and whatnot. And after a while, they gave you a full-time job, I understand.
When the station went full-time about a year later, mm-hmm. I came back and worked as the music director, which involved sort of being the liaison between the labels, mm-hmm. and the station, you know. So,
now, tell me about the staff back then. Your PD was... Program director.
Many great talents, man. PD, and really the guy who was responsible for keeping me there was Curtis Schwartz.
Who's still in South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wonderful guy.
Veteran radio guy.
Yeah.
Great voice.
Your news director?
Jack Lamont.
Mm-hmm.
interesting character, really serious, always trying to present the news from a different angle.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when the conventions were here, I think it was 1972. He was
He took off
working night and day, man.
I understand from another co-worker who's written on the internet that Jack booked a room across from the convention center where whoever was staying there of the BUS staff could see the convention center and witness what was taking place, and sent three or four of your co-workers down to the convention center with tape recorders to try to capture both the Democratic and Republican national conventions in Miami Beach. And it was tumultuous. You can certainly query the internet for some wonderful stories. Les Goldberg, your chief engineer, and some of the DJs. Boston Bob Perry had a blues show, and Bob is still here in South Florida, formerly of the Blue Note record store up in North Miami, now selling out of his warehouse up in Broward County. Boston Bob, an all-time friend of yours.
That's right, man. Bobby had a great show on the weekend. He'd play blues and folk. He'd play people like Woody Guthrie and Lead Belly.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'd play some of the newer singers from England like John Martin and Nick Drake. And again, it was a one-off show, unlike any of the other ones on the air.
Nothing else like it on the air in the early 70s. What would you play on your show?
Well, I'd play a mix of things, man. I would play things that had just come from England or from Europe, bands that weren't that known here. I had a jazz show on the weekend. I had a jazz and blues show on Sunday nights a bit later. I had a show on Sunday nights that had local poets being accompanied by acoustic musicians. Although I would play some records underneath. That was interesting. And the show that you mentioned, the all-night show you could shake hands with in the dark. I played a lot of different things, jazz, blues, rock.
Where did that title come from? That's an early reference.
I stole that from an album title by the great English poet Pete Brown, who wrote the lyrics for Cream.
Oh, yeah. Grew up to that.
And he had a band of his own. They released about six records.
Which you probably played on WBUS.
I did. I played all those Pete Brown records.
Another co-worker of yours, Michael Dean, at WBUS in the early 70s, was a guy by the name of the Cosmic Traveler.
Ron Schaffern. A very colorful character.
Colorful is understating it.
Right.
Tell me about his car, his VW Bug.
Ron drove a Volkswagen Bug. He had painted many different colors.
Mm-hmm.
Someone had manufactured two space rockets. He had one on each front door.
He had little models glued to his car.
Yeah, he had things stuck on the car. All this was years before Art Basel. And it was quite and it didn't take long for various bangs and the rockets were falling off, man, and things like that.
May we go back to 1972 again?
This is WBUS in Miami Beach. It's 2 o'clock, and we're listening to Aretha Franklin in Church from a yet to be released album.
Now that was You said it was 2 o'clock. It's 2 a.m. And you guys, because of your close connections with the recording industry, would get first chances to air some material that had not been published, not been released, like Aretha Franklin's wonderful double gospel album recorded in California. And no doubt you got a chance to interview some of the great music artists in rock and reggae, and you were probably the first guy to interview Bob Marley here in South Florida.
I think there's a good chance that we were the first on BUS to, because of our proximity to Jamaica,
mm-hmm.
and when he signed the contract with Island Records and Catch a Fire, the first album was released.
Mm-hmm.
They came by the studio on First Street.
How exciting.
Bob was there. He's manager at the time.
Now, Michael Dean will be giving, once again, a talk, a presentation, if you will, this coming Wednesday, June 3rd, for the Listening Club at Audiotech. That's located in Art Center, South Florida, 924 Lincoln Road on Miami Beach. The doors open up at about 7:30. More info at subtropics.org. That will be streamed live on the internet by our own, formerly own, Steve Malagodi, and that will be located at spectacularsystem.com should you not be able to make it down Wednesday night. That's exciting. That's exciting. So you'll be talking about these great years. It was only a few years for you at WBUS before it turned into the Jazz Bus.
That's right.
And another exciting format. We mentioned just very briefly that for more information, as we've run out of time, unfortunately, subtropics.org. And Michael Dean, I want to say thank you so much. Our time is gone, my friend.
Just like that.
Take care.
Ed Bell's South Florida Arts Week, which airs each Friday at 1 p.m., is rebroadcast at 7 p.m. on WLRN Extra HD, now with more power and better coverage in South Florida. Listen on your HD radio at 91.3-2 or live online at WLRN.org.